Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Now, here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic I'll be discussing today is dreams. What are they trying to tell you? As far back as 4000 BC, dreams have been a topic of curiosity and study. Despite the progression of modern science, dreaming remains a mystery. Throughout history, dreams have been known to influence governmental decisions, spark revelations and prophecies, inspire the creativity of artists and musicians, and lead to psychological and scientific discoveries. Still, we wonder why we dream and what our dreams mean. Did you know that each of us has 3 to 7 dreams per night? That may surprise you, because if you remember your dreams at all, you may only remember 1 or 2 of them. In the course of sleeping 8 hours, 2 will be spent dreaming, and each dream will last about 5 to 30 minutes, progressively getting longer as the night goes on. So in the average lifetime, we will spend 6 or more years dreaming. Here's an interesting fact. Approximately 70% of the characters in men's dreams are male, but women's dreams incorporate equal amounts of male and female characters. And statistically, men are more likely to have action-packed, aggressive, or emotionally negative dreams involving strangers. Women tend to dream with a more positive outlook, and their encounters more often involve familiar people. So who are the strangers you meet in your dreams? Are they fantasy or figments of your mind's imagination? Actually, the strangers you meet in your dreams are not strangers at all. Our minds record every face we see over the course of our entire lifetime, hundreds of thousands of them. And then our brain assigns those images to fill character roles in our dreams. Dreaming is essential to a healthy state of mind and attitude. Those who are deprived of dreaming become disoriented and agitated. They may even hallucinate or show signs of psychosis. Let's start with the scientific facts. Throughout the night, we continuously cycle through 4 stages of sleep. Each complete cycle lasts between 60 to 90 minutes. At the end of each cycle, starting about 90 minutes into our sleep, there is a phase called REM sleep, or rapid eye movement sleep. If you observe someone in REM sleep, you'll see their eyes moving rapidly back and forth under their eyelids. It's during this phase that we are in our deepest sleep, and it's during this stage that we experience our most vivid and bizarre dreams. If someone is awakened during REM sleep, they are most likely to recall all the details of their dream. Have you ever experienced not being able to throw a punch, run from danger, or scream in your dreams? This phenomenon is called sleep paralysis. We are most likely to be aware of the effects of sleep paralysis when entering REM sleep or waking up from it, because during these stages, our muscles are very relaxed. We are, in a sense, paralyzed. Have you ever heard of dream incorporation? You may not have heard the term, but chances are that you have experienced it. With dream incorporation, you hear a noise while you are asleep or experience a physical sensation like thirst, and then you incorporate that sensation into the dream you are having. As a sighted person, I never thought about what blind people experience in their dreams. It makes sense when I think about it. But I never knew that those who are born sightless will dream without visual imagery. But their dreams, which involve their heightened senses of taste, touch, and smell, are just as vivid. Those who have lost their sight after the age of 5, but before the age of 7, will still see visual imagery in their dreams, though these images tend to fade with age. If vision is lost after age 7, dreams will continue with the same amount of imagery as a sighted person. In Helen Keller's book, The World I Live In, she writes about her dreams, and I quote, "In my dreams, I have sensations, odors, tastes, and ideas which do not remember to have had in reality, Perhaps they are glimpses which my mind catches through the veil of sleep of my earliest babyhood. Sometimes a wonderful light visits me in my sleep. Such a flash and glory it is. I gaze and gaze until it vanishes." Helen also describes herself as being able to walk freely and unassisted without needing to feel her way in her dreams. Dreams are symbolic, and their meanings may be metaphorical. If you dream about your partner cheating on you, that doesn't mean it's happening. The dream may represent feelings of betrayal or lack of trust. The overall significance of dream messages are personal, but there are common dream themes that most of us share. Themes that transcend the differences in the way we experience life. The type that first comes to mind for me is the recurring dream, a dream that indicates unresolved issues or those that we have yet to confront. These are the messages that our subconscious minds want us to consciously pay attention to. Though these dreams have the same themes, settings, feelings, and outcome, they are never exactly the same. I had a dream that recurred for over 30 years. The dream stopped after my completion of therapy, after I healed my childhood pain, and when I came to terms with other issues that had developed over the years. I never felt safe in the house I grew up in. For one thing, there were too many windows. Floor-to-ceiling windows covered about 75% of a wall on the main floor of our house. A door that led out to the patio divided that wall into two sections. Though the windows were often covered by drapes, I felt too visible, too accessible, like anybody could watch me at any time. I used to have recurring nightmares about a dark, shadowy figure chasing me around the backyard and right up to the patio door. Many of my childhood dreams involved the doors or windows in our house. In fact, incidents involving doors were prevalent throughout my life. I talk about all of this in my memoir, Finally. My father had meticulously secured all the doors in the house with deadbolts, safety chains, and slide bars, but I never saw the fortification as much of a deterrence. Anyone could have walked right up to the many one of our windows, thwacked the glass with a hammer, and crawled right in. That always worried me, and we never had an alarm system. Our house had four entryways. In the recurring dream, I'm always standing by one of the four doors. My father is leaving, so I am saying goodbye to him. Since I'll be home alone, I ask him to please make sure the door is securely locked. He assures me that he is deadbolt locking the door and that I'll be very safe. He tells me that I have nothing to worry about. I trust him at his word. He leaves, and I walk away. Then I start feeling scared later on, so I come back to check the lock and to relieve my mind. But when I touch the doorknob with no effort at all, the door swings wide open. I try to relock it from the inside, but no matter what I do, I can't secure the door. It keeps swinging open. I'm left feeling vulnerable and imperiled. When my father returns home, he finds me waiting by the door. I've been sitting there, policing the door, ever since I discovered the broken lock. I tell him how afraid I've been, knowing that someone could have easily broken in and hurt me. He doesn't understand what I mean. He says there's nothing wrong with the lock, and then demonstrates the mechanism to prove it. The door locks perfectly for him. Unable to convince him to repair the deadbolt, since he sees nothing wrong with it, I remain fearful. That dream spoke volumes about the vulnerability and lack of emotional safety I felt as a child. I know that my father truly believed he'd done everything in his power to protect his family. Unfortunately, I never felt secure or emotionally protected by either one of my parents. On that note, I am going to take a brief 1-minute intermission. Here is a beautiful musical interlude by guitarist David Modica for your listening pleasure. I'll be right back. Today's discussion, dreams, what are they trying to tell you? There are dreams, often controversial, that fall within the category of supernatural. There have been reports of twins who can telepathically communicate in their dreams. Some people report floating in their dreams, having an out-of-body experience. And we've all heard about precognitive dreaming, dreams that predict the future. Many people have had dreams that actually came true. In 1865, President Lincoln shared this prophetic dream only days before his actual assassination. "I dreamt of hearing people cry. I walked through the White House, seeing no one, but hearing the sounds of mourners. I came across a room where a funeral was taking place. I demanded to know whose funeral it was. A guard told me it was the funeral of the president. I was awoken by the piercing cries of the mourners." That's pretty eerie. There is no scientific proof for this phenomenon, but there is much in life that science cannot explain. Many people report having dreams that connect them to loved ones who have passed. These dream experiences are vividly realistic and leave a profound impact on the dreamer for a very long time. I believe that it is possible for our loved ones on the other side to connect with us through our dreams. I have even experienced it myself a few times. The one that stands out most clearly in my mind is the dream I had about my grandmother who had passed when I was a child. I knew that she had been alone when she died of heart failure and that my uncle had found her, but I never knew any other details about her death. I had this dream the day before my mother was scheduled to go into surgery. I am very slowly walking up the steps that lead to the second floor of my grandmother's house. I look up to the landing that overlooks the steps, and I see my grandmother standing there, looking down at me. She looks younger than I've ever seen her in person, more like the pictures I've seen of her when she was in her 30s. Her face was unbelievably radiant, joyful, and beaming with love. Another lady whom I did not recognize stood next to her. When I awoke from the dream, I believed it was prophetic, and it worried me. I thought my grandmother had come to take my mother back with her, that my mother would not survive her surgery. Fortunately, that didn't end up being the case, but I learned something stunning when I eventually shared the dream with my mother. When I explained where I had seen my grandmother standing in my dream, my mother told me that my uncle had found her dead in that exact same spot. I truly never knew. Though I had that dream over 20 years ago, it remains as vivid as if I had it last night. This type of dream stays with you. The six themes that are most commonly reported are the naked dream, the test dream, the flying dream, the falling dream, the chase dream, and the losing teeth dream. In the naked dream, you're going about your day doing something you normally do when you are suddenly mortified to discover that you have no clothes on. Often and oddly, no one seems to notice. There are several explanations for the symbolism of nudity. Clothes are a way of hiding something about ourselves, feelings, flaws, unpreparedness, vulnerability, shame, or identity. Without clothing, we are exposed and defenseless. The naked dream may mean that you have fears of being accepted or found out, especially when you are not being authentic. Or perhaps you are trying to draw attention to yourself in a way that is not beneficial to you or healthy. The fact that no one notices your nudity indicates that you are making a big to-do about nothing. No one is even aware of what you are so determined to conceal. If you feel no embarrassment upon discovering you are naked, you're probably feeling a freedom from the aspects of yourself that you previously tried to hide. You accept yourself for who you are. In the test dream, you find yourself taking a test and realizing that you haven't attended school in a very long time. You haven't studied, and you know nothing about the topic. Other scenarios in the test dream are not being able to find the room, being unable to find a seat, arriving late, or having missed the exam entirely. The dreamer may even find that they don't have enough time to complete the test. Maybe it's written in a language they don't understand, or they don't have a functioning pen or pencil to use. In the case of the pencil, the point keeps breaking. The feelings of worry and anxiety experienced when faced with a challenge within your dream may be the same feelings experienced when you are faced with a challenge in your waking life. This dream may indicate that you are feeling tested, analyzed, or scrutinized, or that you believe you are unprepared, unaccepted, or incompetent in some aspect of your life, that maybe you don't measure up to others' expectations of you. The dream may indicate a fear of failure, lack of confidence, or low self-esteem. On the other hand, the test dream may be symbolic of the high ambitions you've set for yourself. If you've ever had a flying dream, you will want to have it again and again. It's an exhilarating experience. I've only had one flying dream, and it was many years ago. I flew out of my bedroom, down the steps, and soared over the living room. It was so freeing. I'd love to have that experience again. Flying dreams fall under the heading of lucid dreams, meaning that the dreamer is aware that they are dreaming and has control over what they are doing. Amazingly, in lucid dreams, we can actually rehearse what we are going to say, practice skills, overcome fears, or solve problems in our waking life. What you learn or overcome in this dream state carries over. So, what do flying dreams mean? Flying is symbolic of having risen above something or gained new perspective. Your ability to control or not control your dream flight is directly related to the level of control you have in your waking life. It symbolizes the degree of your personal power. If you are having difficulty flying, it may be rooted in fear or lack of confidence. Fear of flying, or fear of how high you are flying, may indicate a fear of success or the challenges that lead to it. Encountering obstacles in flight means that someone or something is creating a block in your life. But in general, flying dreams are representative of freedom and free will. So what about falling dreams? Is it true that if you're falling in your dream, you have to wake up before you hit the ground or you'll die? No, that's a myth. Falling dreams are not about death, but about loss of control, failure, a self-destructive pattern, or instability in your waking life. The falling dream may symbolize a lack of discretion, a self-destructive pattern, or feelings of inferiority and insecurity. It may also represent losing your grip on the challenges of everyday life, school, or work. The dream may stem from feelings of being let down, lacking support, or abandonment. Falling dreams typically occur in the first stage of sleep, and they are often accompanied by muscle spasms called myoclonic jerks. How many times have you woken up to the feeling of your body jerking or twitching? Sigmund Freud's theory of dream falling was that it's about giving in to sexual urges or impulses. But Freud thought everything related to sex. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But that's a whole other show. You've probably dreamt more than once about a monster, a shadowy figure, a wild animal, or a sinister attacker pursuing you with bad intentions. As in many other types of dreams, chase dreams stem from anxiety. But these dreams may also be about a fear of something that is going on in your life, or simply a fear of violence. Chase dreams are very common, perhaps because they are rooted in our instinctual fight or flight responses. Interestingly, the way you respond in these dreams correlates to how you respond to fear, pressure, and problems in your waking life. Rather than confronting issues, you might run from them, avoid them. The threatening pursuer may actually be a symbol of yourself, the aspects of yourself that you don't like or are not proud of. And the distance between you and your chaser is an important factor to consider in determining the meaning of this dream. The closer you are to the chaser, the closer you are to the issue. The issue is not going away. The wider the space between you and your chaser, the more distance you are able to create between you and your issue. The closer you are to acceptance or a resolution. This dream may also represent the frustration of not being able to keep up or catch up. Next time you dream about being chased, be brave. Confront your fear. Look directly at your pursuer and ask them why they are after you. Confronting and dealing with fears, anxieties, and frustrations in your dreams will help you overcome them in your waking life. Another very common dream theme, and one that is mostly experienced by women, is the dream about losing your teeth. In this dream, you are horrified to find your teeth suddenly falling out, crumbling, or rotting. There are many ways to interpret the meaning. Because teeth represent health, attractiveness, and the image we present to others, losing them may represent feelings of unattractiveness, fears about losing one's looks, or worries associated with aging. The loss of teeth may also represent fears of embarrassment or being perceived as foolish. Since teeth are part of our mouth, and our mouth is how we communicate, losing them may be about our insecurity in the way we communicate with others or express our thoughts. Or it's possibly about our frustration with not being heard. Teeth are instruments that we use to bite and chew. They are symbols of strength and power. So losing them may be rooted in feelings of a loss of power in life, work, or relationships. These feelings may be accompanied by a sense of inability, insecurity, or inferiority. Helplessly watching our teeth fall out in our dream may represent helplessness or loss in our waking life. The Chinese interpret this dream to mean that you have been dishonest, that you have lied. Since it is so shocking to us to have our teeth suddenly fall out in our dream, these dreams are usually remembered. The tiniest, most subtle aspects of our dreams are significant when analyzing them. A dream can rarely be analyzed all at once because the many subtleties within it take time to be revealed. A dream diary is a good way to remember dreams. Keep a journal by your bedside and write in it as soon as you wake up. Then, by revisiting your entries from time to time, you'll extract more and more meaning from the dreams and possibly remember other dreams that you had previously forgotten. Dream analysis is not a necessary tool for working out issues in our lives, but it may speed up our efforts. So why do some people claim that they don't dream? Everyone dreams. But there are a variety of factors that may contribute to the loss of dream memory. There are scientific explanations involving brainwaves and the memory recording process. Sometimes we may not remember our dreams because they touch on memories that we've repressed and do not consciously want to remember. Alcohol may be a factor because it slows brain activity, causing a type of deep sleep that does not incorporate the REM phases. And researchers have found that some people may even have a genetic component that prevents them from dreaming or remembering their dreams. For thousands of years, countless philosophers, psychologists, and scientists have theorized or conducted studies to determine why we dream. Though there have been many theories, there has yet to be a consensus. Three of the most recent theories are: one, that we dream to purge the mind from the clutter of unnecessary memories, just as we do from time to time with our computers. Two, that while we sleep, we reconfigure our experiences into our memory system in a way that makes it emotionally easier to cope with our day-to-day life. And three, that our dreams are psychotherapeutic. We are working out our day-to-day thoughts and emotions. Some believe in a combination of theories. Our dreams can be wondrously compelling, mysterious and baffling, or dark and frightening. Some we remember, some we don't. I hope that you have discovered something new about your dreams and what they mean by joining me today. I invite you to email me at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com and tell me about your dreams and how they impact you. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, August 25th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss the topic, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? All my shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.